Okay. We're just about set here. Miss Lindy Batten from Ocala, the Florida Cattlemen's Association sweetheart. Can you tell us, Lindy, what that means and what you do as the sweetheart?
Well, as the Florida Cattlemen's sweetheart.
He'll turn it up. Don't worry.
I travel around the state promoting Florida's beef industry, serving as a spokesperson and role model.
And why would you want to do this? I mean, how does it lead in terms of a career, and what are your career plans?
Well, I have a real passion for the beef industry, and I plan to pursue a degree in education and hopes to become an agricultural teacher.
Okay, great. In a public school system.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Okay, I'm going to let you do your thing, and there may be some questions before you're done, but thank you.
Okay. Do I start? When was the last time you turned down an irresistible juicy steak or a delicious mouth-watering hamburger? Or what about that piece of breath-saving gum that you wouldn't dare show up to a business meeting without? As a matter of fact, I see you all use beef today. You, sir, no doubt you shaved this morning. And you, ma'am, I love your makeup. As you can see, from the dinner table to the daily grind, beef is there. Let's take a look at just how important beef's role is in our everyday lives. According to the American Dietetic Association, beef is the number one source for protein, vitamin B12, and zinc in the diet, making it one of the healthiest meats available. No doubt, nutrition awareness is now a vital part of Americans' everyday lives. And as a result, it is extremely important that you, as a consumer, are presented with the true message that, nutritionally speaking, beef is a prime choice, not just another raw deal. Beef possesses just the right nutrients to keep your body running smoothly. Beef is the number one food source of zinc. And zinc is a necessary mineral for growth and reproduction, as well as for maintaining the integrity of your body's immune system. And not only that, beef also possesses the type of iron that boosts your energy to keep you running in high gear. The heme iron, or absorbable iron, that is found in beef is also far more usable in your body than the non-heme iron, which is found in plant sources. And to obtain the same amount of iron found in just 3 ounces of beef, you would have to consume 5 1/4 cups of raw spinach or 10 1/2 cups of raw broccoli. And when it comes to getting protein, beef's kicking with that too. Beef possesses a complete protein that contains all of the essential amino acids that your body needs and craves, while at the same time supplying you with an abundance of B vitamins. And vitamin B12 cannot be found naturally in plant products. Beef also possesses phosphorus, which is necessary for strong for teeth and bones, choline, which plays a role in memory function, fetal brain development, and liver health. A 3-ounce serving of beef is also a great source for riboflavin and niacin. So including beef in your diet is a great way to ensure that you receive all of these important nutrients in an effective and natural way. You're probably thinking, great, beef contains an enormous amount of nutrients, but what about all that fat? Well, if you think by consuming beef that you're storing up too much fat, think again. By consuming 3 ounces of beef, you're receiving just enough fat for energy and vitamin transport. Today, beef is 27% leaner, with a single serving of beef containing only 6.4 grams of total fat. A 3-ounce serving of lean beef contributes less than 10% of calories, yet it supplies more than 10% of the daily value for 9 essential nutrients. There are 29 cuts of lean beef, with a total fat content that falls between that of a skinless chicken breast and a skinless chicken thigh. So lean beef, along with the many vital nutrients that your body craves, is why beef is the prime fuel for your body. Breast cancer, kidney stones, diabetes. What will ever save us? Is it chicken? No. Is it pork? No. It's beef to the rescue. Technology today is not only transforming beef into leaner, more healthier cuts of meat, but is also contributing greatly to the quality and extension of human life. CLA, or conjugated linoleic acid, which is a naturally occurring compound which is found in beef, has the potential to play an important role in reducing the risk of breast cancer, kidney stones, diabetes, and most of all, coronary heart disease by positively impacting blood cholesterol levels. Who ever thought that lean beef could provide even more health benefits over and beyond its contributions of proteins, minerals, and vitamins? It doesn't matter who you are, beef is right up your alley. Whether you're a mom on the go, a working man, a pregnant woman, or a teenager, beef can play a large role in optimizing your health and quality of life. To the mom on the go, beef is a great way to stay in shape for all who depend on you. To the working man, beef is the energy to make it through a day that often seems longer than 24 hours. To the pregnant woman, whose iron intake is 100% higher, beef is making sure that you receive all of the important nutrients that are so crucial to the health of you and your baby. And to the teen wanting to get the most out of life, a 3-ounce serving of beef is a lot of iron so that they can keep the energy flowing. To the mature and elderly adult, beef is keeping up with the nutrients even when your appetite doesn't. So all of this leads me to ask you one simple question. When something that is so great tasting is so good for you, don't you think it's time to beef up your diet? It doesn't matter who you are. Beef brings the nutrients to you. Not only do beef cattle provide us with a highly satisfying meal on the plate, but beef cattle also make many other significant contributions to our lives and the planet. Cattle enhance the environment by grazing on land that can't be used for anything else because the terrain is too hilly or steep to construct homes or too rocky or dry to grow food crops. About 1.2 billion acres fall into this category. Because grass contains cellulose, which is indigestible by us humans, cattle have the ability to digest and convert this grass into beef and dairy products. And this land would go to waste if it wasn't used for grazing cattle. Cattle improve grass and reduce erosion. When cattle are properly grazed, they benefit the land by aerating the soil with their hooves when they walk on it. And this allows more oxygen to enter the ground, helping grasses and plants grow better. If soil isn't aerated, it often develops a hard crust and where nutrients can't be absorbed. Cattle also press grass seed into the soil and provide a natural fertilizer in the form of manure. Cattle are even recyclers. In addition to grazing on grass, cattle eat non-edible byproducts of food production, such as potato skins, fruit pits, almond hulls, and sugar beet pulp. This greatly reduces the amount of waste that goes into our nation's landfills. Cattle are also firefighters, but you didn't know that one. When cattle graze, they reduce the length of grass, just as we do when we mow the lawn. This is very helpful in reducing the spread of wildfires, since there is less material on the ground to burn. Cattle fight fires in another way. Components from cattle blood are utilized to manufacture fire retardants. Though unnoticed today in the midst of so many tourist attractions and rapidly growing communities, Florida's landscape was once a vast area of grazing lands. For almost 500 years, the cattle industry has contributed significantly to Florida's economy and natural resources. Florida cattle producers are good stewards of the land, as owners and caretakers of thousands of acres of native range and pasture land. Lands used for cattle production are also important green space for wildlife and native plant habitat, aquifer recharge, and carbon recovery. Grass and forages used for cattle production are renewable resources occurring in a great variety of landscapes typically found on cattle ranches. Biologists conclude that bird and wildlife populations thrive on lands used for cattle production. However, Florida is also significant in its success in the beef industry. Cattle were first introduced to North America right here in Florida in 1521. Florida is home to four of the United States' 10 largest cow-calf operations. We rank 12th in the nation for the total number of beef cows, and nearly one half of all Florida agricultural land is involved in cattle production. Florida has 4 million acres of pasture land and 1 million acres of grazed woodland. Okay, for as long as animals have been used for food, byproducts have been important to humans. Cattle provide us with many byproducts, which are parts of the cow other than the meat, which we use and depend on and are used to create industrial, household, health, and food products, many of which you consume or use every day. The medical world relies greatly on beef byproducts for many life-saving or life-improving medications and treatments. Our bodies can easily accept a medication or treatment made with beef byproducts. Byproducts are used in all sorts of mechanical items to get us where we're going. Take, for example, your daily commuting to work or school, for example. Antifreeze contains glycerol, which is derived from inedible beef fats and proteins to keep your car running cool. Tires contain stearic acid, which makes the rubber hold its shape under continuous surface friction. The glue from the colloidal proteins has been used in automobile bodies. Even the asphalt on your roadways contains a binding agent from fat. And then there's the occasional family vacation or business trip. And without the help of beef, we would not have auto and jet lubricants, runway foams, and outboard engine oils. Cattle are even inside our homes as I speak. But don't worry, they're not making a mess of your home. In fact, many of them are helping improve your home by supplying you with many products such as soaps, floor wax, insulation, deodorant, mouthwash, toothpaste, shampoo, piano keys, bandages, photo film, candles, marshmallows, mayonnaise, paints, and the list goes on. So as you can see, beef contributes many things that enhance our everyday lives. So in summary, beef is one of the healthiest, most nutrient-rich foods available that has the potential to prevent many diseases while playing an important role in the environment by converting the indigestible forages that we humans cannot consume into a nutrient-dense food. So be healthy and beef it up. After all, beef is a prime choice. Thank you. This concludes my presentation. Are there any questions? Or how did I get involved? Well, I'm a third-generation 4-H'er and a 10-year participant of the Florida 4-H program, which was pretty much the starting point. And I became involved in the Florida Junior Cattlemen's Association, where I was actively involved, took on numerous leadership positions, and was an active in all their like team marketing events and Beef Quiz Bowl, where I enhanced my knowledge of the Florida's beef industry. And I've always raised cattle, been raised around them my whole life, and it's just a passion of mine. And so this led me to this point. Yes, I have won Grand Champion with my steer before. Well, I initially going into this project know that that's what it's going to be happening, so I try not to get too attached. But yes, it is hard, but it's worth it. I gained many lifelong skills that no doubt have helped me so far, and will help me in my future. So, yes, ma'am, I will be. I currently serve as a mentor now because I'm already out of 4-H currently, and I help the younger ones get started with their projects and. Yeah, just serve as a role model and a mentor. Are there any further questions? Do I read anything other than beef? Eat. Yes, but particularly beef. Carrots. Vegetables. Any further questions? All right, well, thank you for your attention.
Okay, Lindy Batten, the Florida Cattlemen's Association sweetheart. Thanks a bunch, Lindy.
Thank you for having me.
And believe me, she's a busy gal. She's running all over the state to meetings, giving speeches, attending legislative sessions, visiting with legislators in Tallahassee. She's when she gets done with her year as the FCA sweetheart, she'll know a whole lot about the business and who's who around the state. Impressive. Do we have a couple of cowboy poets?